晚安。
Good evening。
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，感谢你，因为你的恩、你的爱，吸引我们到你的面前。你知道我们个人的需要不同在什么地方，求你按照你超然的智慧，创造你，照着你丰富的怜悯，把你的恩赐给我们，把你的道赐给我们，好叫我们以饥渴慕义的心领受的时候，照你的应许就给我们得以饱足。求主给你仆人当讲的话语，给他把你真理传讲出来，以翻译的同感一灵，二人如同一人，把你的心意向我们显明表达出来。我们感谢你，我们同心同意，弟兄姊妹完全一致，在你的面前奉耶稣基督的名吩咐魔鬼离开这个地方。你不让他在我们中间有丝毫搅扰的作为，因为他在你里面原是毫无所有。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们恭敬把以下的一段时间放在你的手中，愿主你施恩赐福，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。大家都感谢主，
Thanks be to God，
赞美主，
Praise Him。
每个礼拜过去非常非常的快，
Every week passes by so quickly，
好像昨天见你们，
As if yesterday I was here，
今天又在这里，
And today I'm here again，
感谢上帝，
Thanks be to God。
我很感谢主，
I am thankful，
这十多个礼拜，
That for the many weeks，
我们常传讲主导文，
We have been preaching the Lord's Prayer，
亲身丰丰富富经历神的同在，
And ourselves enter into the abundance of the presence of God，
心里深处深深感觉上帝的奥秘。
And deep in our heart, we appreciate the profoundness of God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们再打开马太福音
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6.
我们一同开声来读
We want to read together
这一段主导文的圣经节 马太福音第六章
Matthew 6.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿们。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。我们读经就到这个地方，我们请杨长老再带领我们一次的祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，你的话语已经打开在我们面前，我们时常不能够觉悟到你的话语真如诗篇所告诉我们的，就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。在这黑暗堕落的世界里面，我们只有仰望主你的话语来照亮我们的心，就求主你帮助我们，好叫我们谦卑，好叫我们可受教，只有你可以改变我们的心。求主的话进入我们的心里面，让你的话语在我们的心里面往下扎根，往上结果，衷心的把这一段时间交托在主你自己的圣手里面，奉主耶稣基督的圣的名求，阿们，
阿们。我们已经讲完了饶恕我们的罪如同我们饶恕别人的罪。
We have finished forgive our sins of debts as we forgive those our debts.
再一次说，不是我们要上帝效法我们做我们已经做的工作。
Again, we say that it's not that we are asking God to do the work that we have done.
因为没有一个人可以主动的以他自己犯罪的本性去饶恕别人得罪他的人。
Because by ourselves we will never go and forgive someone who.
那我们能行这件事的时候，是因为我们先得到了主赦罪之恩，然后效法我们的主，把我们的信仰行出来。
We can do this simply because our Lord has forgiven us, and we follow His example, and we execute our faith.
因为信心没有行为是死的。
For faith without work is dead.
当罪人没有办法靠着自己去赦免别人罪的时候
，When a sinner is not able to forgive other people by his own strength,
我们只能效法我们的主，因为他先饶恕我们，他先爱我们。我们才可能爱别人。
The only way is to follow the example of our Lord, who first loved us and who has first forgiven us.
而我们接受主的时候
，and when we accepted our Lord,
我们求主赦免
，we ask for His forgiveness.
我们接受基督
When we accept Christ,
相信他的名
and believe in His name,
这种悔改领受救恩的经历一生只需要一次。
You only need to have one occasion where you repent and accept salvation.
那为什么我们天天祷告念主祷文要有这句话饶恕我们的罪如同我们饶恕别人的罪呢？
And so why is it that we repeat the Lord's Prayer and ask God to always forgive our debts as we have already forgiven our debts?
因为虽然我们得救的经验一生只有一次。
Because although we are saved but once,
我们被称义了。
And made righteous.
我们被成圣了。
And make sanctified.
我们成为一个圣徒在上帝面前。
And before God we become a saint.
但是我们要保守每时每刻过圣洁的生活这就不是一次的问题了。
But in order to live a sanctified life moment by moment, it's not just one time.
我们需要每天求主接近我们。
We need to ask for cleansing every day.
每时每刻求主赦免我们。
And ask for forgiveness every moment.
这样才能保守我们继续不断在圣洁的生活中间荣耀上帝。
To ensure that we will glorify God continually with holy living.
所以我们继续不断对主说，饶恕我们的罪如同我们饶恕别人的罪。
That is why we continually ask God to forgive us our debts as we forgive the debt our debtors.
讲完了以后呢，
And after this statement,
上帝就把我们人生第三个困难所需要的祷告教导我们了。
And our Lord has taught us the third challenges as a human being.
人在世界上有四大困难。
There are four challenges.
第一，我们在物质上的需要。
The first would be our material needs.
第二，我们对人际关系的困难的解决。
The second, the solution to interpersonal problems.
第三，我们与撒旦之间的关系怎么样处理。
And third, the relationship between us and Satan.
第四，我们怎样脱离邪恶以致影响我们一生永恒的幸福的问题。
And fourth, how do we deliver ourselves from evil that will affect our destiny?
这是做人的四大难题。
So these are the four great challenges of humanity.
现在很多人眼睛被瞎了。
Many of us are blinded.
他们什么都看不见，只有看见他跟物质的关系。
And so they can only recognize their relationship with material and nothing else.
他们人生的目的就狭窄到一个地步，只为了赚钱活在世界上。
And their purpose of life is so very narrow that it's confined to money making only.
为了达到赚钱的目的。
In order to make more money,
他们在各样的邪恶中间都妥协了自己。
They will compromise themselves in all sorts of evil deeds.
只要得到物质的满足，他们就满意了。
They are very satisfied with material gains.
那么，难道人生单单为物质吗？
But is this what life is all about?
难道人生单单为食物吗？
Is it just for food?
当我年轻的时候，我听记者温牧师讲一篇道。里面有一句话是我永远不能忘记。
When I was young, Reverend Andrew Chi preached, and a statement has stayed with me.
人是为了食物活在世界上吗？
That do we live on earth based on food?
人的目的就是为了赚钱吃东西吗？
Is making money eating food the purpose of life?
这是根本不必考虑，也不能放在我们人生最重要的目的。这件事。
And he said that this is something you don't even have to think about it, you don't even have to consider it.
如果你能解决吃饭的问题，都没有办法的话，
If you cannot even solve the problem of food,
你连蚂蚁都不如，
you are worse than the ant.
因为没有一只蚂蚁是饿肚子死掉的。
Because no ant will starve to death.
哎呦，这样小的一件事情是我永远不能忘记。
I remember this such a trivial thing.
我们堂堂正正一个按照上帝形象样子被造的人，还不如一只蚂蚁。
That you are made in the image and likeness of God and you are no better than an ant.
从那天开始我就非常注意蚂蚁的行动。
And so from that day onwards I'm interested in ants.
因为在我许多伟大的教师里面其中一个就是蚂蚁。
Because among my many great teachers, the ants it will be.
神是我的教授。
God is my teacher.
基督是我的教授。
Christ is my teacher.
圣灵是我的教授。
The Holy Spirit my teacher.
圣经是我的教授。
The Bible my teacher.
除此以外历史是我的大教授。
History is a great professor for me.
蚂蚁是我的大教授。
And the ant is a great professor.
我们很少说蚂蚁教授。
We won't say professor ant.
其实他实在是教授。
Indeed it is.
除了蚂蚁没有一只饿死以外。
Other than the fact that not a single ant will starve to death.
没有一只蚂蚁是没有文化野蛮的。
There is not a single ant that is barbaric.
每一个蚂蚁见到一个蚂蚁一定鞠躬一定握手。
Every ant will greet another ant when they meet each other.
他们没有手哦用触这样触一下。
They use their antennas.
你有没有看见闪过不要误手不要理睬别的蚂蚁的嘛。
You don't have ants that don't care about others.
你有看见一个蚂蚁懒惰自己在那边让别人做了半死他偷闲的吗？
Oh, an ant that's lazy?
没有。
No.
你看见蚂蚁不为自己冬天预备食物以至于过冬的时候没有困难吗？
And you won't see an ant not preparing for itself.
这些都是蚂蚁 给我们教导的功课。
These are lessons from the end.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们不要忧愁，要吃什么，要喝什么。
So do not worry what you should eat or what you drink.
不要挂意，我们要穿什么。
And do not worry about what you are to
wear. 这些都是外邦人所思考的事情。
These are things the Gentiles are
interested in. 你只要祷告说主啊，求你今天赐给我们我所需要的食物。
What you need to pray is give us this day our daily bread.
这样一句话。
This sentence,
使我们懂得在神面前解决我与物质需要的这件事情。
Solve the problem of the relationship between me and the material world.
第二是我与人际关系的困难怎么样解决的问题。
And how do I solve the challenges I have with other people?
人与人的关系是没有办法没有产生摩擦。
In the personal relationship, always have conflicts.
我们在有意无意之中常常得罪别人。
Sometimes directly, indirectly, you offend others.
别人也在有意无意之中常常得罪我们。
And others will offend you as well.
那么得罪人记恨是下策。
And if you just get angry, it's not too good a strategy.
你感到受害而怀恨是下策。
And you have hatred because you think you're the victim, that's not a good thing.
If you always feel your bitterness, always hatred, you are very small man. You are not gentleman.
你不是一个君子，是小人。
你是一个小人。
You are a despicable person.
纪念别人对你的伤害。
For you always remember the harm you've received.
纪念常要用苦读来盼望报复他。
And with bitterness, you want to take revenge.
所以我们需要学一件很重要的事情。
We do need to learn something most important.
饶恕别人的过犯。
To forgive the offenses of others.
你得罪我吗？
You offend me?
不要紧。
It's all right.
因为我不过也是一个能够得罪你的人。
Because I too can offend you.
所以当我不意在无意之中伤害你的时候。
And so if I should offend you indirectly.
可能给你很大的痛苦。
Maybe you suffer greatly.
但当你伤害我的时候。
And when you harm me.
我因为了解人性的软弱。所以我不把这个放在心上。
And because I understand human weaknesses, I don't bear a grudge.
耶稣说你若不饶恕人天父必不饶恕你。
Jesus Christ said, if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive you.
如果你饶恕别人，天父必要饶恕你。
If you forgive others, your Father will forgive you.
讲完了这两个困难以后。
And after these two challenges are dealt with.
耶稣基督在教导我们祷告文的中间。
In the midst of the Lord's Prayer.
就提到了人生的第一大、第三个大的难处。
Jesus Christ taught the third challenge in humanity.
第三个难处是什么呢？
What is this third challenge?
是比第一个难处更难的难处。
It's harder than the first one.
第二个难处更难的难处。
And also harder than the second one.
第一个难处是我与物之间的关系。
The first one is the relationship between me and the material world.
第二个难处是我与人之间的关系。
The second between me and other people.
第三个难处太大了。
The third one is a huge one.
我与撒旦的关系。
The relationship between me and Satan.
撒旦不是物质。
Satan is not material.
撒旦不是另外一个人。
Satan is not another person.
撒旦是被造比我们更高的货物。
Satan is a living being created higher than us.
界里面的领袖。
A leader in the spiritual world.
有策略的。
With strategy.
有动机的。
With motive.
有意图的。
With will.
有计划的。
With a plan.
有聪明智慧的。
And very smart.
撒旦还没有跌倒以前。
Before Satan fell.
以西结书这样说。
Ezekiel said.
你是在伊甸园中间的基路伯。
You are the seraphim in the Garden of Eden.
因为你心中满有智慧。
Because there is wisdom in your heart.
所以你就志气高大。
And so you become arrogant.
然后你又说我要与至上者同等。
And you say, I want to be same as the highest one.
当人面对魔鬼撒旦的事情的时候。
When we face devils.
绝对不是一件简单的事情。
It is not a simple task.
当你越爱主越受到困难的时候你只能慢慢体会魔鬼是多么的多诡计多端多么的深入的思想多么很可怕的计谋来攻击你。
The more you love the Lord, the more problems you encounter, and you appreciate all the strategies of the devil.
我有一次讲道提到这一点。
When I once preached about this,
有个基督徒得到完全相反的信息。
A Christian heard the opposite message.
我说你越爱主，魔鬼也攻击你。
I said, the more you love the Lord, the more the devil go after you.
他吓了一跳。
She was astonished.
所以他对我说。
So he said to me.
从你讲那句话，我就不要爱主了。
Well, since you say that, I don't want to love the Lord.
因为爱主越被攻击。
The more I love the Lord, the more I attack.
我最怕魔鬼攻击的。
I'm afraid of the devil.
所以我从那天开始，我就少少爱主。
So from that day onwards, I love the Lord a lot lesser.
这个事情对不对呢？
Is this right?
这样做对不对呢？
Is this the right way?
当你这么决定的时候，你就看到撒旦的势力 你要看到神的能力超过撒旦。
When you decide this way, you are placing emphasis on the power of Satan, not of God.
好的事我们也渴慕。
We want to admire good things.
主我们也更亲近。
We want to be close with our Lord.
爱我们的主的时候。
The more we love Him.
我们也亲近我们的上帝的时候。
When the closer we get to our God.
魔鬼一定攻击我们，越攻越厉害。
Of course, the assault from
the devil is bad. 但是你要相信神的能力是超过撒旦的。
But you must have faith that God is more powerful.
撒旦怎么攻击你，神。不许可把你放在他手中。
No matter how hard the attack is, God will preserve you.
这是我一生要经历的事情。
This is something I experienced in my life.
如果我的心地是正直的
，If in my heart I am straight,
我是没有犯罪的
，I have not sinned.
人怎么攻击我，我都不会倒下去。
I will not fall, no matter how people attack me.
人怎样毁谤我，我都不会受亏损。
Doesn't matter what people say about me, nothing will be harmed.
主与爱他的人同在。
Because the Lord is with those who love Him.
主保守敬畏他的人。
The Lord will protect those who fear Him.
直到永永远远。
For all eternity.
直到我们回到他怀抱的日子。
Till we return to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以耶稣谈到第三个困难的时候。
When Jesus talked about the third challenge.
就从物界、人界进到灵界。
He entered from the material to the human world into the spiritual world.
若有个饮食，你今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
这个很容易解决的问题。
This is a simple problem to solve.
连蚂蚁都会解决。
The ants can solve.
人与人之间的问题。
In the personal relationship.
不但是不容易解决的问题。
Not only is it not easy.
连总统、君王都很难解决这个问题。
Tough even for presidents and kings.
君王犯罪过分的时候。
When a king sinned too much.
百姓虽然为了他的威严非常的惧怕。
The people may fear him because of his power.
他们的内心对他的痛恨，一定想要革命杀死他。
But in their heart, they will hate him. They will call for a revolution.
我们中国最坏的皇帝之一就是杨广，就是叫做垂杨帝的这个人。
One of the worst emperors in China is 垂杨帝。
他的父亲辛辛苦苦把隋朝建立起来，统一了全中国。
The father has built the Sui dynasty for the whole of China.
然后他做王的时候
，and when he became emperor,
他就开始尽量花钱
，he just spent money,
尽量奴役百姓
，and enslave the people,
尽量督护战争
，and then have go into wars,
尽量建立宫殿
，and build many palaces.
他开一条运河
，he had a canal.
因为他要到中国的南方找漂亮的女子的时候，他不要坐车去。
He want to look for pretty girls in the south. He didn't want to just travel by road.
他要犯奸淫的时候，他要过最顺利的路到南方去。
He wants to make sure that it's the best route to have his.
什么路是最顺利的呢
？So what road is the smoothest?
你坐车一定非常可怕的，这个颠簸在路中。
If you go by chariots, you go up and down and very rocky.
所以你只有坐船才能平稳。
But the boat is very steady.
才能顺利
and smooth.
而且船又宽又大，你可以在里面睡觉。
You can sleep in the boat.
所以呢，隋炀帝就建立一个大运河。
And so Emperor Sui Yang built a huge canal.
这个运河是世界上最大的、最长的人工运河。
It's one of the largest man-made canal in the world.
但是真正的动机是为了要到南方去找女人。
But the true motive is so that he can fulfill his lust.
荒淫醉酒过犯罪的生活。
So that he can live a sinful and decadent lifestyle.
动用了几十万的人。
And he used tens and thousands of people.
死了太多太多了。
Many people died.
他三信江都。
And so he went to 江都。
三次到江都去犯罪去淫乱。
Three times he went there for his last life.
最后一次的时候。
The last time.
他已经发现了很多人不喜欢他了。
He realized that people are up against him.
他知道百姓已经要反他了。
That the people were upset.
他也没有心回到北方去做皇帝了。
But he didn't have the heart to return
back north. 因为他喜欢在南方荒宴醉酒。
He loved the drunken life in the south.
这些的百姓都受不了了。
But the people could not take it anymore.
他们都一路逃走，回到他们的家乡。不愿意再跟他去到这里那里打仗，结果都是为了他自己个人的幸福。
They all ran away from the army so that they don't fight for his own good.
所以有一天，他对他的皇后说
：“So one day he said to his emperor,
照镜子看到我这么漂亮的一个头颅。
He said, when I look at the mirror, I'm so handsome.
谁可以把我这个头颅割下来呢
？Who can take away my head?
过几天，有真正他的头颅被割下来。
A few days later, indeed he was beheaded.
那些人要逃走的时候
，When those people tried to escape,
他们商量一件事情。
They all went have to
plan. 我们如果逃走被抓回来，一定被杀头。
They said that if we are recaptured, we will be killed.
与其我们被杀头, 不如我们合起来杀他的头。
Since that's the case, let us kill him first.
所以呢,垂杨帝就这样死了。
And that's how the emperor was killed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人会记恨在心。
Because we harbor hatred in our hearts.
有仇必报。
We must take vengeance.
这是人性的一个真正的情形。
This is how humanity is like.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们对人怎么样?
How do we treat others?
我们一定要照着神 创造人有他形象样式尊贵的权柄来尊重别人。
We need to respect people for they are made in the image and likeness of God.
否则我们是自己讨自己的苦，自己结自己的果子。
For we will find our own trouble and suffer our own fate.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督教导我们。
Jesus Christ taught us.
在祷告的时候。
In our prayers.
我们应该怎样向上帝祈求。
How should we call upon God?
第一是对物质的需要。
First, the material need.
第二是对人的困难。
The second, human problem.
第三是对撒旦的困难。
The third, the problem from Satan.
这样已经进到灵界的范围里面了。
We enter into the spiritual realm.
耶稣基督怎么说呢?
What did Jesus say?
求你不要叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
或者用英文的解释翻译更清楚的话, 不要带领我们进到试探的中间。
Do not bring us into temptation.
在这个读到文里面完全没有撒旦这个名字出现。
The word Satan doesn't appear in the Lord's Prayer.
但是提到这个试探这个字的时候,
When the word temptation is used,
我们知道试探的背后是谁。
We know who is behind the temptation.
试探的背后就是撒旦。
And that will be Satan.
撒旦是抵挡上帝的。
For Satan opposed God.
撒旦又是试探人类犯罪的。
And he's the one that tempts us to sin.
撒旦更是控告圣徒的。
And Satan is the one that accuses the saints.
这是魔鬼的三大工作。
It's a history work.
魔鬼的三大工作是什么呢?
What are history work?
抵挡上帝。
Oppose God.
试探世人。
Tempt men.
控告圣徒。
And accuse the saints.
我们大家一同讲一次。 一、二、三。 第一, 抵挡上帝。 第二, 试探世人，第三控告圣徒。等撒旦做成这三件事以后，
After Satan succeeded in all these three matters,
他就可以使上帝的旨意好像没有办法行出来。
It is as if he has stopped the will of God.
抵挡神的作为。
He opposed the work of God.
试探神所造的人。
And tempt all of us.
把人陷入罪恶的中间。
So that we go into sin.
等一个人得救以后，
And after you are saved,
控告他。
He will accuse you.
神面前诉说这个人的罪， 跟这个人所犯的过错怎样不荣耀上帝。
And before God, he will accuse you and say you do not glorify him.
这些你都在圣经看得很清楚。
You have seen all this clearly in the Bible.
特别在约伯的身上。
Especially in the person Job.
魔鬼来到上帝面前。
The devil came before God.
我知道你所爱的百姓。
And said, among the people you love,
你的子民叫做约伯的。
There is one called Job.
你知道他为什么敬畏你。
You know why he fear you?
为什么他对你很好。
Why is he good to you?
你给他各样的顺利。 幸福无责所有的丰丰富富。
Because you have blessed him abundantly with all kinds of material things.
我敢说,
I dare say,
如果把这些的福分抽掉的话,
if you take away all his blessings,
一定当面反对你,
he will surely oppose you.
一定当面离开你,
he will leave you.
这个就是表示说,
this means
人可能抵挡上帝,
that we can oppose God.
一个人相信上帝, 敬畏上帝是为了夫妻的缘故。
That people can fear God because of blessings.
当然这个答案是错误的。
Of course, this is the wrong answer.
所以神对他说,
So God said to him,
那我就把他交在你手里。
Okay, let you have him.
你可随意待他。
You can do what you want to him.
让他受苦。
Let him suffer.
让他受贫穷。
Let him be poor.
让他受疾病。
Let him be sick.
我给你权柄一个限制。
But there is a limit.
你不可以取去他的生命。
You are not to take his life.
所以上帝就把约伯交在撒旦手里。
And so Job was delivered to the hands of Satan.
约伯在一天里面四个孩子都死光了。
Within a day, 10 of his children all died.
一接二连三再来，所有的牲畜给人家偷去了。
And then all his livestock were stolen.
那么在最痛苦的时候,
and when he was suffering the most,
这个又不很难受这个事情,
he couldn't take it.
这表示了人在神与撒旦中间是很难过人的生活的。
It means that when we are stuck between God and Satan, it's the most difficult.
特别当你是个敬虔的人,
especially if you are a pious person.
神就在上, 撒旦就在上帝面前控告他的圣徒。
Satan will then accuse the saints before God.
把这个权柄交给撒旦以后,
and when God gave Satan the power,
撒旦就让约伯一天里面 四个孩子都死掉了。
Within one day, ten of Job's children all died.
牛羊骆驼都被偷掉了。
The livestock, the camels, all got stolen.
最痛苦的时候。
So when at the midst of his suffering,
他又怎么解释这个问题呢？
How would he find an explanation?
人又怎么样度过这个难关呢？
How do you solve this issue?
他的太太来了。
His wife came.
对他说 ，Job 啊。
And said, Job,
你还爱上帝吗
？Do you still love God?
你有没有搞错啊
？Are you crazy?
你爱他，他把你的孩子都拿掉了。
You love him, but he took away all your children.
你敬畏上帝，你得到的好完全不像应当得到的。
You fear him, but what you receive that is not inconsistent.
你离弃他吧。
So leave him.
你不要再相信他。
Do not believe him anymore.
信上帝没有用的。
No point believing him.
你在教会里面讲热心，结果孩子都死光了，你还爱上帝吗
？And in church you say you have to be fervent, but all your children die.
离弃上帝吧。
So leave him now.
又不怎么回答呢
？What did Job say？
哎呀，我亲爱的人，你讲的都是对的。
Oh my dear, you are so right。
我现在一定要听你的话。
I must listen to you。
福建人说老婆很危险，这个是一个枕头鬼。
The Hokkien say that the wife very dangerous.
你们听过这句话吗
？Devil beside you。
你的老婆是金头鬼。
It's like a ghost。
枕头旁边像鬼一样，对你讲你不应该讲的话。
And then whisper into your ears what you ought not to hear。
但是 Job。非常大胆地回答他的太太。
But Job was very daring to reply to his wife.
你为什么讲话像愚昧的妇人呢
？Why do you speak like a foolish woman？
你为什么敢这样开口辱骂上帝呢
？How dare you blaspheme against God？
你岂不知道吗
？Do you not know？
赏赐的是耶和华
，The Lord giveth。
收起的是耶和华
，The Lord taketh away。
耶和华的名是应当被称颂的
，Blessed be the name of the Lord。
这是人类历史里面最伟大的一个对神的态度。
This is the greatThis attitude towards God in history.
约伯记什么时候写下来呢
？When was Job written?
有两三种不同的解经法。
There are a few understandings.
但我相信约伯记是在亚伯拉罕的时代，或者在亚伯拉罕以前，一定是在摩西一代就写下来的。
It was probably as old as Abraham, or even before Moses.
为什么我们说一定是在摩西的时代以前写下来呢
？Why do we say that it was before Moses?
约伯记从来没有提到律法这两个字。
Because Job doesn't talk about the law.
约伯记里面没有提到上帝把十条诫命赐下的这个历史事件。
Or the Ten Commandments given by God.
我相信约伯记是在摩西以前。
So I believe it must be written before Moses.
约伯记可能在亚伯兰的时代。
Even before Abraham.
可能是比亚伯兰更早的时代。
Or during that time.
所以那是人在远古对上帝已经产生出正确的态度所留下来的记录。
And so you see a record of the correct attitude from ancient days.
赏赐的是耶和华。
The Lord giveth.
收取的也是耶和华。
The Lord taketh away.
他的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
有一次我讲这篇到讲完了，我最小的女儿就跟我争辩了。
Once I finished preaching, my youngest daughter came and debated with me.
那个时候她才大概九岁半。
She was about nine and a half.
在我回去开车带她回家的时候。
So when we were driving home,
她的爸爸，我要问你一个问题。
She said, "Father, I got to ask you this question."
你常常教导我们。
You always taught us.
东西给别人不可以拿回来。
That you give other people something you are not to give back.
我有时候把钱币给我的同学。
So sometimes I give my classmate a pencil, eraser.
我从来不敢拿回来。
I dare not ask them for it.
给人的就拿去，不可以拿回来。
You give, you don't take it back.
你常常教我们要这样做，为什么上帝把给又不能再拿回去呢
？So why did God give a job and then take it back?
我想做聪明人的爸爸很难做下去的。
I think it's very difficult to be a father of smart kids.
所以对他说这是不一样的。
I said, well, it's different.
因为我们所有的东西都不是我们自己产生的，也不是我们自己拥有的。
Because what we possess did not come from ourselves in the first place.
天下所有的事物都是神所拥有的。
Everything in the world belongs to God.
神赐下生命。
And He gave us life.
神可以使生命离开一个人。
He can also take your life away.
生死的权柄在上帝的手里。
He has the power of life and death.
你不可以把你自己给人家东西拿回来，不可以，就是上帝不可以取去这些又不是孩子的生命。
You cannot compare what you do with what God does.
你知道他怎么回答呢
？You know what she said?
他说：“我再想想看。”
其实他们。Think about it.
现在的孩子很聪明啊。
Now kids are very smart.
他想一些别人没有想过的。
He thought of things that others have not.
他可以 challenge 他的父亲。
And challenge the father.
人可以 challenge 上帝。
So you can challenge God.
但是这些人所很难了解的事情。
And these are things that are difficult to understand.
早就明白了。
And Job understood.
赏赐的是耶和华。
The Lord gave it.
收取的耶和华。
And the Lord taketh away.
赏赐跟收取。
To give and to take back.
神有绝对的主权。
It means He is sovereign.
当上帝赐给约伯 所有被掳去所丢失的动物两倍的时候
，When God finally gives two times what he has lost，
恢复他的生命的时候
，And return his lifestyle，
圣经说他上帝给他什么都两倍。
The Bible says God returned to him double what was he had。
后来就讲一句话
，And then，
上帝再给他另外十个孩子。
God granted him another 10 children。
为什么牛两倍
？Why is it that double the cattle？
羊两倍
，double the sheep，
骆驼两倍
，double the camel。
十个孩子死了，不是给他20个呢
？And not 20 children。
你们听过这个话吗
？Have you heard this before？
他给他十个孩子
，only 10 children。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为那收取的十个没有死，在上帝那里永远活着。
Because the 10 that has been taken is living with God.
需要再给你十个就够了，你已经两倍了。
I so give you another 10, it makes 20.
圣经第一次告诉我们。动物的灵魂不是永恒的，就人的灵魂才是永恒的。
This is the first time the Bible tells us.
哇，当我明白这个道理的时候
，And when I understand this,
我非常感谢上帝。
I really give thanks to God.
圣经的最古远的时候
，From the ancient days,
已经把所有重要的道理都清楚记载下来。
The Bible has given us the most important teachings. Thanks be to God.
所以你的四个孩子我收取回来。
So I took your 10 children.
我不是消灭他们。
I'm not destroying them.
我让他们在我这里。
They are with me.
获得比被你所照顾还更幸福的生活。
Living a more blessed life than they had.
所以当我再给你一倍的时候。
But when I give you another 10.
原有的一倍加再加的一倍已经两倍了。
The original 10 plus this 10 make 2 times.
上帝所做的事情从来没有错误。
God has never ever made a mistake before.
约伯受试探跟试炼的事情上。
But in this matter of Job's temptation.
我们看见人活着不是单单面对物质的世界。
You see that we do not just face a material world.
或者不是单单对人的世界。
Or the world of the human being.
或者也要面对神与撒旦属灵的世界。
We have to face the spiritual world between God and Satan.
我们中国第一个写神道学的系统神学的神学家叫做贾玉明。
The first Chinese theologian that wrote about systematic theology is 贾玉明。
他讲他的神学叫做神道学。
And he used the word 神道学 for his theology.
不是神学。
Not just 神学。
神学是 theology.
神学 is theology.
那么神道学应当是 theologology.
哇、wow, ，
又有神有道的学问，叫做神道学。
That's the combination of God and the Word.
这个 God theos, logos 道，神跟道的学问 ，logos theos logy， 这是表示他对上帝的道的重看超过了西方。
This means that more than Western theologian, he placed greater emphasis on the word of God.
贾一鸣对神道学的定义讲了一句非常突破、非常有原创性的话语。
He had the most original and creative definition for his theology.
什么叫做神道学呢
？And what is 神道学？
就是研究神之所以为神。
Is to study why God is God.
人之所以为人。
Why man is man.
神与人，人与神。
Between God and man, man and God.
神人与万物的学问叫做神道学。
And between man and God and all things is called 神道学。
我感到非常惊奇。
So I was most astounded.
但我感到还不够。
But I thought it's not good enough.
因为神学。
Because theology.
神道学。
And 神道学。
不是单单论神。
It's not about just God.
不是论人。
Or man.
不是单单论人神，神人与万物。
And not just God, man, and all things.
还有神与人，人与神，人与鬼，鬼与神，人与鬼，鬼与神，这些总关系的学问才叫做神道。
There is also the relationship between man and God and the devil. All these grouped together called 神道。
所以耶稣在这里提到了。
So Jesus reminds us.
人类的四大困难。
The four challenges in humanity.
一个困难，物质的需要。
The material need being the first.
第二个困难，人际社会关系的困难。
Interpersonal society relationship being the second.
第三，人在灵界中间所遇到的困难。
The third, the problems in the spiritual world.
那么人在灵界中间遇到什么困难
？What sort of problems do we face?
我们被造成了有灵的活物。
We have been created with a spirit.
下面有物质的世界。
Below us, we have the material world.
上面的灵性的世界。
Above us, the spiritual world.
我们的灵性世界，我们面对的不是单单撒旦的事情。
And in the spiritual sure what we do not just face Satan.
我们面对神与我们之间的关系。
We face the relationship between us and God.
这样这一段的圣经告诉我们。
And so this passage tells us.
我们与物的关系。
Our relationship with material
world. 我们与人之间的关系。
Relationship with others.
我们与自己之间的关系。
Relationship with the self.
我们与撒旦之间的关系。
Relationship with Satan.
我们与神之间的关系。
Relationship with God.
这些总关系都调节明白了以后。
After you understood this and bring it to harmony,
你才这个成功的神学院的学生。
Then you are successful theological student.
这是关于全部纠正的时候。
When you get it all correct,
你才真正进入真理的里面。
Then you truly enter into the truth.
那么我要问的一个问题。
So the question to ask.
就是人被造的宇宙中间，我们的地位跟身份到底是怎么样的呢？
What is our status in the created cosmos?
神把人造在神与撒旦的中间。
God created man between God and Satan.
人存在这个中介性是没有一个货物所有的。
And we live in the intermediary stage, something that no other living being is.
Intermediate status of a human being in the universe is not belong to any kind of other living beings or other creatures. 这样的神把我们造在一个很独特的地位里面。
So we are made in a very unique status.
我们看见神。
We can see God.
与我们之间的关系。
His relationship with us.
我们看见撒旦。
We can see Satan.
与我们之间的关系。
And our relationship with him.
人这个中介性是很特殊的。
We are right in a unique middle.
那么上帝让撒旦存在。
God allows Satan to exist.
上帝本身存在。
God himself exists.
撒旦的存在是成为神的抵挡者。
And the existence of Satan became an opposition to God.
神许可反对他的与他同时存在。
And God allowed his opposer to exist. Why?
不是因为神没有办法除灭他。
Not that God has no power to get rid of him.
没有办法毁掉他。
Or to destroy it.
神让他存在。
God allowed it to decide.
要显出神是得胜的。
To show that he's victorious.
明白这句话，你的人生就积极而不是消极的。
When you understand this, your life will be dynamic and
not passive. 一个人存在没有敌对者。
If you exist and you have no opposition.
他的存在是冷酷的，是孤单的，是没有意义的。
Your existence is cold, is lonely, is meaningless.
当一个人的存在跟他的仇敌同时存在的时候，才显明出他有得胜的可能。他是不怕抵挡者与他同时并存。
But if you coexist with your enemies, it shows that you are victorious. You can have power over your enemies.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我小的常常想。
When I was young, I always thought.
上帝啊，为什么你让魔鬼存在呢？
God, why do you let Satan exist?
如果没有魔鬼，不是很好吗？
If the devil doesn't exist, it's very good.
现在我问你。
Let me ask you.
如果没有魔鬼，好不好啊？
Isn't it good without the devil?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
不好啊。
No good.
那我请你站起来告诉我为什么不好。
Can you come and say why it's not good?
那就知道接下来的问题更难答了。
Then you know the next question is harder.
我们简单的思想。
So a simple thought.
如果没有魔鬼。
Is that if the devil did not exist.
多好啊。
So good.
如果没有仇敌。
If we have no enemies.
多安全啊。
How safe.
如果没有撒旦。
If there's no Satan.
没有试探。
No temptation.
我多圣洁啊。
I am holy.
如果没有人引诱我犯罪。
If no one would seduce me.
我多么高尚。
I will be great.
我多么纯洁。
I will be pure.
我多么有价值、尊贵的存在。
I will have a honorable existence.
神就不是这样。
But that is not how God works.
神故意把撒旦放在你旁边。
God will put Satan beside you.
神故意把试探周围围绕着你。
And allow you to be surrounded by temptations.
上帝就让撒旦、魔鬼跟他一切的诡计多端，在我们的四周烦扰着我们。
God allows Satan, his devils, and all his work to be around us.
如果没有撒旦，
if there is no Satan,
就没有试探我的。
Then there is no tempter.
如果没有人试探我，
if there is no tempter,
我就不会犯罪。
I will not sin.
如果我没有犯罪，
if I have not sinned,
我就永远上天堂。
I will be in heaven.
主啊，这不是很好吗？
Isn't this a great thing,
Lord? 我很爱你。
I love you.
我愿意永远和你在一起。
I want to be with you forever.
你就故意偏偏叫个撒旦来搅扰我。
But now you ask Satan to come and disturb me.
他来捉弄我。
He came and break the trouble.
他来引诱我。
And seduce me.
他来毁坏我。
And destroy me.
主啊，你这样是没有好心的。
Lord, you are not a good person.
主啊，你为什么不能消灭撒旦？
Just destroy Satan.
所以从这个神学的思考，
from this theological thought,
就是两个批判出来了。
There are two critiques.
这个是汤恩比在他历史的研究里面特别提出来的事情。
And this is what Tarnaby figured out in his history, historical studies.
Tarnaby said those who oppose Christianity, they have two things to challenge Christian faith.
反对基督教的人有两个据点。
第一个 challenge 是什么呢？
The first one.
If your God is Almighty, He must not be all good.
如果你说上帝是全能的，他必然不是全善的。
If your God is all good, he is supposed not to be almighty.
但是如果你的上帝是全善的，他肯定不是全能的。
If your God is almighty,
因为如果你的上帝是全能的，
he can destroy all the evil.
他当然可以消除所有的罪恶。
Evil is still there.
但是罪恶还存在。
It means that your God is not almighty.
所以你的上帝一定不是全能的。
If you say, sure, my God is almighty.
但是如果你坚持你的上帝是全能的，
How can an almighty God permit the existence of evil together with him?
全能者怎么能够让罪恶与他共存？
It means your God is all not good, not all good.
所以这也证明你的上帝
并不是全善的。全能
的神
一定不全善。
So an almighty God cannot be all good.
全善的神一定不全能。
And all good God cannot be almighty.
好像新加坡政府是世界上最好的政府，但是不全善，因为他开了赌博馆。
Like the Singapore government could be one of the best, but it has a casino.
新加坡的政府可以抓那些贪污的人。
The government in Singapore can arrest those who are corrupt,
不诚实的官员。
And persecute those who are dishonest.
可以 deport 那些随便进来这里的人。
And deport illegal immigrants.
但是自己就容让赌博的事情在这里发生。
But he allows gambling.
所以这是全能吗？ So, 一定不全善。
So is he almighty, but he's not all good.
或者你的上帝是全善吗？一定不全能。
Your God is all good, but cannot be almighty.
汤恩比在他年老的时候还是留下这两样作为外邦人对基督教攻击都申诉出来的事情。
And so Tom D, even when he was old, used these two as examples. 所以
我们会问，
so we will ask,
上帝啊，为什么不消灭魔鬼呢？
Oh God, why don't you destroy the devil?
上帝啊，为什么你不杀死撒旦呢？
Just kill Satan.
上帝啊，为什么让这个邪恶的恶者存在呢？
Why do you allow the evil one to coexist?
你让他存在什么意思呢？
What does it all mean?
是不是你故意要借着他来试探我？
Are you using him to tempt me?
如果没有撒旦，
if there is no Satan,
人就不会犯罪。
We will not sin.
如果没有撒旦，
if there's no Satan,
我就不可能跌倒。
I will not fall.
所以我今天能跌倒，除了我软弱以外，你要负责任。
So although I fall, I'm weak. You are responsible.
你因为让魔鬼存在，
because you allow Satan to exist,
所以我今天才会犯罪。
So that's why I will sin.
这句话对不对呢？
Is this correct?
这样的争辩一直延续下去。
As you continue to debate this way,
有人问我说，
someone asked me,
为什么上帝不要毁灭魔鬼呢？
Why would God not destroy the devil?
我就回答他说，
So I answered,
如果有魔鬼怎么样呢？
What will happen
有魔鬼我才会犯罪吗？
Then I sin.
那么如果没有魔鬼呢？
If there's no Satan,
没有魔鬼我就不会犯罪吗？
Then I will not sin.
如果这样说的话，
If that is the case,
鬼是使你犯罪的原因了。
The devil is the reason why you sin.
对啊。
He said yes.
因为圣经的魔鬼是试探人的。
The Bible says the devil is a tempter.
试探人要人犯罪。
So that we sin.
所以如果没有试探人的，
so if there's no tempter,
人就不会犯罪。
We will not sin.
那我就问他说，
So I asked the question,
那魔鬼怎么会犯罪呢？
Then why did the devil sin?
如果魔鬼会犯罪，
if the devil can sin,
一定有魔鬼的魔鬼试探魔鬼。
There must be the devil's devil who tempts him.
魔鬼才会犯罪。
So the devil will sin.
所以如果要没有犯罪，
So in order not to have sin,
不是要除掉魔鬼，
it's not that you get rid of the devil.
要除掉魔鬼的魔鬼。
You want to get rid of the devil's devil.
魔鬼的魔鬼怎么会犯罪？
Then the devil's devil, how does he sin?
一定有魔鬼的魔鬼的魔鬼。
There must be the devil of the devil of the devil.
试探魔鬼的魔鬼犯罪。
To tempt the devil's devil.
要没有罪的存在。
In order to get rid of sin,
一定要除掉魔鬼的魔鬼的魔鬼。
So you must get rid of the devil's devil.
那么魔鬼的魔鬼的魔鬼怎么会犯罪？
What about the next one?
他开始厌烦这个事情了。如果魔鬼的魔鬼的魔鬼犯罪，
If the devil's devil's devil sin,
一定有魔鬼的魔鬼的魔鬼背后的一个鬼来引诱他犯罪。
You must have a devil behind all this.
所以这个事情没有办法解决了。
You cannot solve problem this way.
人也没有办法回答了。
You cannot answer.
那么你说人没有办法回答，
So if we don't have an answer,
上帝会回答吗？
Would God answer us?
会不会啊？
Yes or no?
我问你会不会？
I ask you.
你很不好意思说。
You are not.
你不敢说不会。
Dare not say God will not.
因为你相信上帝是全能的。
You believe God to be almighty.
所以怎么会不会答呢？
So how
一定会答。
Not answer.
但如果会答，一定不全善的。
But if the answer is not all good,
掉在刚才的。
So again, you fall into the same trap.
所以我告诉神回答了。
But God answered.
神回答，一个人犯罪不可以怪试探者。
God answered that when we sin, we cannot blame the tempter.
A sinner should not blame the tempter.
被犯罪的人不可以怪试探者。
那么你要怪谁呢？
Then blame who?
人犯罪是出于他自己。
You sin out of yourself.
因为你自己的私欲。
Because of your selfish desire.
所以你犯罪了。
So you sin.
你犯罪的结果。
And the end of it.
你就死亡了。
Is that you die.
所以雅各书第一章告诉我们。
So James chapter 1 says.
私欲既怀胎 就生出罪来。
And when selfish desire is fully grown, sin comes forth.
罪既长成，就生出死来。
When sin is fully grown, death came.
有关于这件事，我今天不再解释了。
I won't go further detail with this.
因为我已经在一本书里面很清楚地讲解出来了。
I have clearly mentioned this in one of my books.
那本书就是罪恶的源头的探讨。
And that is the study of the source of sin.
西方有个很著名的人。
There is a famous people in the West.
哈佛大学毕业的，这个。叫做就什么印度人
graduated from Harvard, an Indian.
这个人现在世界出名了
very famous.
他有一天特别到加加达来
he came to Jakarta.
他说罪的源头的问题我没有办法解答
he said I cannot have the answer as to where sin comes from.
我也找不到世界有任何神学家可以解答
and I have not heard any theologian to give me the answer.
他讲一句话
then he said
there is only one man can prove.Solve my problem. That is Stephen Tong.
只有一个人能够给我答案，谭崇荣。
所以这个人就跑到印尼来找我。
So this person came to Jakarta to look for me.
James Riady 又定在下面。
And James Riady made the arrangement.
我给他一个钟头的时间。
I met with him for about an hour.
跟我讨论这个问题。
And he discussed this matter with me.
然后我对他说，我所讲的我已经写出来了。
I said that well, I have already written this.
意思就是说，你再写的时候是从我那里来的。
In other words, if you write it down again, it's from me.
可是我写的是中文
，But I wrote it in Chinese.
你可以拿一本回去
，You can take one back.
你叫人给你好好解释
，Get people to explain to you.
我先把重点讲给你听。
Let me first tell you the important points.
他听完了，他回答说
，And then after he heard it,
I totally agree with what you talk to me.
他说我完全同意你刚才所说的。
因为他已经找到了一个神学家，盼望解答这个问题。
He found theologians to try to find the answer.
这个人是 R.C. Sproul Jr.
He found R.C. Sproul Jr.
结果他完全不同意
But he doesn't understand
他来找我
So he came to look for me
亲爱弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
雅各书把人类犯罪的真正的根源点出来了
And James gave us the true reason why we have sinned
你犯罪你是因为他引诱我吗
You sin because he tempts you
他试探我吗
He gave me temptation
所以不是错在我错在他
Not my fault but the tempter's fault
当你否定自己犯罪是根源的时候，你已经又再犯一次罪了。
When you deny that you are the source of your own sin, that's a sin.
雅各书说
，So James says,
你不要怪别人
，Don't blame others.
你不要怪试探者
，Don't blame the tempter.
因为你的肆意怀胎就称之罪来。
But you are lured and enticed by your own selfish desire.
我们犯罪是因为魔鬼试探了我们。
We sin because the devil tempts us.
对吗
？Is that correct?
对的。
Yes.
那魔鬼犯罪是谁试探他呢？
But who would tempt the devil?
你要制造一个魔鬼的魔鬼吗
？Would you create a devil's devil?
圣经告诉我们没有这件事情。
The Bible says there's no such thing.
撒旦因为自己想要超越上帝的时候，他就掉在罪里面。
Satan fell because he himself want to surpass God.
照样，当人想要超越神的时候，他就过一个以自我为中心的生活。上帝说，这就是罪。
In the same way, when we want to surpass God and live our own life, God said, "This is sin."
全能的神是不是全善的
？Is the Almighty God all good?
是全善的。
He is.
全善的神是不是全能的
？Is the all good God?
是全能的。
Yes, He is.
为什么他不消灭魔鬼呢
？So why would He not destroy the devil?
我问你，为什么要消灭魔鬼
？And I ask you, why should He destroy the devil?
把这个问题追根究底的问出来的时候
，When you seek after the source of this question,
你知道你要把上帝逼在一个你圈套里面所限制他的范围里面。
A lot of us want to confine God in a space that we can control.
上帝说：“我故意创造一个会背叛我的人。”
God said that He will create a being that can oppose Him.
故意创造可以抵挡我的天使。
He deliberately created angels that can oppose Him.
抵挡我的时候，我就宣布他：“你是撒旦。”
And when you oppose me, I will declare you are Satan.
我故意不消灭他。
And I deliberately not destroy him.
然后在撒旦与我共存的时代，我就后来才创造人。
But in the era where Satan coexists with me, I created human being.
When God sinned, Satan had already rebelled to him. After rebellion happens, that is the time God created human being.
当上帝看见撒旦已经背叛他以后，他才创造了人。
这是神故意做的事情。
So it was all deliberate.
让神的存在
，the existence of God，
背叛神的撒旦存在
，plus the existence of Satan，
两样都存在的时候
，when both exist，
上帝才创造人。
Then God created man.
这是很可怕的事情。
So it's a horrifying thought.
是上帝故意把我们放在这个地位里面吗
？Does that mean that God deliberately put us in a difficult position？
我回答你，是的。
My answer is yes.
上帝故意把 人范围善与恶、神与鬼的中间，使我们遇这么困难的事情吗
？Is it that God has put us between God and the devil, good and evil, such difficult position？
我告诉你说，是的。
My answer is yes。
那你说，为什么上帝要这样创造人，把这样困难的地位给我们，使我们受这么大的危机跟痛苦呢
？Then you ask the question, why would God do that? It's so difficult, and we are in such crisis。
因为人的价值就在这里。
Because this is where our value is at.
人的幸福就在这里。
And this is where our blessing is at.
人的特权就在这里。
And our special privilege is at.
中国人好像明白这句话。
The Chinese seems to understand this better.
中国人说呢，浪子回头什么？金不换。
So the Chinese say when the prodigal son turned around,
你曾经做过浪子。
You were once prodigal.
你再回头，
now you turn around,
你才有价值。
Then you have value.
从来没有经过考验。
You have not been tested.
从来没有做浪子的人。
You have never been a prodigal.
天天在家里很顺服爸爸的人。
Every day you're obedient to your father.
不是一个神眼中的义人。
It is not righteous in the eyes of God.
他是一个环境吹出来的一朵花。
But a flower in a protected environment.
但是如果你是经过患难，经过悖逆。经过抵挡上帝再回头的人，神看你是很宝贵的。
But God will treat you as precious if you through all kinds of suffering turn around.
我问一个女孩子说
，If you ask a girl，
你结婚的时候
，When you get married，
你要嫁给一个浪子，或者嫁给浪子的哥哥
？You want to marry the prodigal son or the brother of the prodigal son？
我问你
，I ask you，
女孩子告诉我
，All the girls，
你要嫁给谁
？You want to marry who？
这个浪子很可怕、啊。
The prodigal son is very frightened.
可能这个浪子已经花瘤病才回来了。
Maybe he has venereal disease.
我嫁给这种人很可怕、啊。
So frightening to marry him.
嫁给浪子哥哥比较好。
Better marry his brother.
乖乖的。
Very kind.
从来没有犯罪。
Never make mistakes.
一直孝敬父母。
And filial.
我嫁给这种家庭的孩子。
I want to marry a child like that.
非常有地位。
Have a good status.
非常尊贵。
And honorable,
非常有道德。
And have good,
我问一个女孩子说
，So I ask a girl，
你要嫁给浪子或者嫁给浪子的哥哥
？You want to marry the prodigal son？
我不要问你，我问你的女儿，你盼望她嫁给？你有女儿，盼望你的女儿嫁给浪子或者浪子的哥哥？
当然是浪子的哥哥。
我问的时候，那个女孩子对我说什么呢
？And the girl said to me，
我盼望嫁给浪子。
She said I want to marry the prodigal son。
我问她说
，So I ask her，
为什么
？Why？
因为证明他已经回头了。
She said, Well, it proves that he has turned around。
浪子的哥哥可能还会去流浪。
Prodigal son's brother can still go。
那我就没有办法，他到哪里去了
？Then I won't know where he go。
嫁给浪子，他回头了。
But I married the prodigal son,
真正悔改了，
truly returned.
上帝接纳他了，
God accepted
我一生就安稳了。
So I'm safe.
我说那个女孩子比他更聪明。
So the girl is a lot smarter than me.
你不要告诉你的女儿，你问她看看她要嫁给哪一种。亲爱弟兄姊妹，浪子回头金不换。
And so when the prodigal son turned around, it's most valuable.
这句话是很合乎圣经的教训。
This is most biblical.
为什么耶稣基督说
？Why did Jesus say?
我来是召罪人。
I have come to seek for the sinners.
因为我要他们悔改。
I want them to repent.
我呼召罪人悔改的时候
，I call the sinners.
这些人是进天国的。
These people enter the kingdom.
天国是谁进去的
？Who entered the kingdom?
是那些没有犯罪、自以为义的人进去的吗
？Are those self-righteous people? No.
天国是谁进去的
？Who entered the kingdom?
那些犯了罪、流浪以后。痛悔、痛改前悔，用非常痛苦的心向上帝认罪的人，这些人天国是他的。
Heaven belongs to those who have sinned and come back in great repentance before God.
当你明白这个道理的时候
，When you understand this principle，
你明白什么叫做福音
？You understand what the gospel is.
福音不是拯救义人。
The gospel is not for the righteous.
基督不是呼召义人。
Christ did not call the righteous.
呼召那些曾经犯罪而肯悔改过来的人。
But call those who are sinners and repentant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这就是圣经。
This is the Bible.
就是为这样的道理，所以我奉献做传道。
And because of that, I have become a preacher.
我没有兴趣对。那些自以为义、很有学问而自高自大的人传道。
I am not interested to preach to those who are intellectual who are think themselves as righteous.
我更愿意对那些已经流浪、已经失败，但是带着眼泪回到上帝面前接受主救恩的人。
I'm more willing to preach to those people who have already failed and with tears come back to the Lord.
这就是神的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
这就是所有的文化不明白的事情。
This is what cultures cannot
understand. 所有的宗教不愿意知道的事情。
All religions do not want to know.
所以在文化里面，
so in culture,
人借着教育。
through education,
借着风俗
through tradition,
借着传统
through culture,
借着周围的环境
through your environment,
他们做成一个好像很像样的人，这个叫做文化的句子。
You want to mold a cultural son,
但是我们的主不是如此。
But not so for our Lord.
你们的衣服都，你们的衣裳都像破烂的衣服一样。
He says that your righteous deeds are like broken garments.
你们所的衣就像被风吹了就会飘摇的叶子一样的。
And your righteousness is like leaves that can shake when the wind
blows. 你们的义就像叶子被太阳晒就会枯干一样的。
Like leaves that will wither under the sun.
其实以赛亚书第64章这些话语
These are words from Isaiah 64.
我们描写亚当犯罪以后
To describe Adam after his sin.
他们不要依靠上帝
They don't want to rely on God.
他们依靠自己的文化
They rely on their own culture.
用什么文什么话呢
What did they do?
文过社会化险为夷的这个文化
and they use a culture to cover up their errors and dangers
人犯罪又不要悔改
when you sin you don't want to repent
人所能做的就是否认他的罪
the thing you do is to deny
遮盖他的罪
to cover it
围着他的罪
to cover your sin
弄坏了这个树枝
and to break the tree
折断了叶子
and get the grass
变成一个裙子来遮盖自己
use the leaves to make a clothing
这就是文化
so this is culture
文化就是遮盖
And to cover.
文化就是假冒
Culture is to fake.
文化就是礼多必诈
Is to have many mannerisms.
今天有多少人白天做野做教授，晚上变成野兽
Many people are professors in the daytime and animals at night.
前近12年以前
12 years ago,
UC Berkeley 找到一个已经杀了62个女孩子、强奸女人的一个恶人。
And UC Berkeley, they found someone who was a serial rapist of 62 women.
抓到的时候呢
when he was arrested,
发现他就是 UC Berkeley 的一个教授。
And discovered that he is a professor in Berkeley.
白天的教书的时候文质彬彬。
And so in the daytime, he taught like any professors.
晚上兽医发作的到处找女人，奸了就杀，奸了就杀。
But in the night, he became a serial rapist and killer.
你说这种人没有文化吗？
Did he not have culture?
世界最著名的大学之一的一个著名的教授。
He is a famous professor in one of the best universities in the world.
最近又发现一个人。
Recently another one.
照样犯了很多的罪行。
Again, a great sinner.
后来才明白他就是一个大学的教授。
And again, this person, a professor.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
说浪子的哥哥不好，所以你的女儿不要嫁给他。
Brother of the prodigal son is no good.
但悔改的浪子是好的。
But the repented prodigal son is good.
因为他已经回头了。
Because he has turned around.
已经在神面前认罪了。
And repented before.
天国是属于这样的人。
The kingdom of God belongs to him.
哀恸的人有福了。虚心的人有福。
Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are.
天国是他们的。
For the kingdom of God belongs to them.
圣经又告诉我们。
The Bible says.
上帝从来没有轻看灰心，那个真心悔改、悔罪的人。
God has never despised those who genuinely confess.
忧伤破碎的心灵，上帝没有轻看。
And God will not despise a broken heart.
有一次我看一本书，有一句话很感动我。
I was moved by a sentence from a book I read.
世界上的财主。
The rich people in the world,
君王,
the kings,
所有重要的人,
all the important people,
他们就买最好的材料在建造他们的皇宫、他们的官邸、他们的别墅。
They always buy the best material to build their palace, their official residence.
只有上帝用悔改破碎的心来建立他的灵宫。
Only God will build His palace with broken hearts.
在天国的灵宫被建造的每一块石头都是破碎的。都是悔改的，都是痛悔的，都是神眼前应当丢弃，最后把它收回来的。
In the kingdom of God, all the buildings will be made by hearts that are broken. They ought to be discarded, but God has.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
人用最好的材料建造他们的房屋。
We build our houses with the best material.
上帝用忏悔痛苦的心建造他的天国。
But God will use repenting hearts to build His kingdom.
所以人被造在这个中介地步里面。
And so we are created in this strange position.
是一个绝对的不息。
A absolute necessity.
人啊
，human being，
你被建造在神。与撒旦的中间
You have been made between God and Satan.
撒旦要试探你
Satan will tempt you.
上帝要试验你
God will try you.
上帝的试验
the trial of God.
撒旦的试探
the temptation of
devil 就成了人的痛苦
becomes the source of our pain.
人的危机
our crisis.
那么你说这种人的价值在哪里呢
So where is the value of such a human being?
这个人的价值就在乎他怎样考试可以及格，怎样受试探。而可以得胜，这个价值就建立起来了。
And the value is established on how you overcome your trial and temptation.
如果撒旦的试探你没有办法得胜
If you cannot have victory over temptation of Satan,
如果神给你的试验你没有办法及格,
and cannot pass the trial that God gave
you,
how do you prove that you have value?
今天我要建立你们一个很正统、很正确的思想。
I want to establish a most orthodox thought in your mind.
就是苏格拉底所了解, 但是今天很多基督徒不了解的话语。
And that is what Socrates understood, but Christians do not.
苏格拉底的人生哲学最重要的一句话是什么呢?
One of the most important quotations of Socrates is,
除了 Noti se auton,
other than Noti se auton,
man, you should know yourself before you try to know everything in the universe.
人你必须先了解自己才能够了解宇宙所有的东西。不自知的人没有资格知道自然的一切。 If you do not know yourself, you are not worthy to know all things.
这句话有苏格兰有一句最重要的话语。
But he has another most important quotation.
Unexamined life is not worth living.
没有经过考验的人生是不值得活下去的。如果没有考验, if there is no examination,
你为什么活下去?
How, why are you
你凭什么活下去?
By what?
你活下去的见这个 这个价值从哪里来?
What is the value of your existence?
那是感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God.
现在拿一个文凭的时候,
when you get a piece of diploma,
我哈佛大学毕业的,
I have graduated
新加坡大学毕业的,
from University of Singapore,
我是牛津大学毕业的,
from in Oxford.
我说你为什么知道你毕业的?
And I asked, how do you know you succeeded?
给我考试，我都过关了。
You say, well, I passed the examinations.
我已经经过 examination.
I have went through that.
我已经经过 testing.
They have tested me.
我实实在在证明我是合格的。
I proved that I passed.
所以那个考试不是你的困难。
So the examination is not your difficulty.
那个考试是你的预备。
It is your preparation.
那个考试是你的成全。
And your accomplishment.
那个考试是你的见证。
And your testimony.
那个考试是你的稳固。
The examination is
because
your steady
strength. I have passed already through the examination, so I am now solid. I am now confirmed. I am now proven. I am qualified.
因为我已经经过这个考验，所以我已经证明我是有资格的。你明白这个道理了吗？ You understand it.
所以考试需要不需要？
So do you need examinations?
我问你，考试需要不需要？
I'm asking you.
对，没有读书的不需要。
If you don't study, you don't need it.
读了书的是需要的。
If you study, you need it.
你能不能说，我讨厌这个学校，为什么要考我？
Can you say that I hate the school because of examination?
怕不及格，所以你怕考试。
You are afraid of failing, that's why you don't like exams.
如果你预备好了，
but if you are prepared,
你进了考场的时候，
and you enter to hall,
I am peaceful.
我是非常平静的。
I am stable.
我是非常平稳的。
I am so calm.
我是非常平静的。 I rejoice. 因为我很高兴。
I had already studied everything I should know.
我所应该知道的我已经读的。
Please test me.
所以你现在可以考我。
Please examine me.
来给我考试。
I will prove myself to be the qualified student to be graduated.
我会证明我是应该及格的。感谢上帝。 Thanks be to God.
所以你毕业了。
So you succeeded.
你毕业以后，
after you graduated,
不会因为你曾经受考试就轻看你。
People will not despise you because you go through the trials.
他们会说你经过考验及格了，我尊重你。
They will say, I respect you because you made it through the exams.
Amen.
Amen.
所以神造人的时候，
so when God made man,
他对人说，
he said to man,
你需要考验。
You need to be tried.
那么你说这方面是神， 我还可以接受。
Well, you say, I can accept trial from God.
如果上帝试炼我， 当然是为我好， 给我毕业， 我是接受的。
And God try me so that I can graduate, I accept this.
那为什么上帝也把撒旦放在那边来试探我呢？
So why did God put Satan there to tempt me?
试验我，我接受。
I accept the trial.
试探我根本没有用的。
But the temptation seems useless.
试探是叫我犯罪。
The tempter want me to sin.
试探是叫我堕落。
So that I fall.
试探就叫我失败。
That I will fail.
上帝啊，你到底要我毕业或者要我失败呢？
Oh God, you want me to graduate or do you want me to fail?
上帝说，我要你失败，又要你毕业。
God said, I want you to both graduate and fail.
失败的人怎么毕业呢？
But if you fail, how do you graduate?
上帝的试炼是要肯定你的成就。
The trials from God will affirm your accomplishment.
试探是要给你有得胜的机会。
Temptation will allow you to have victory.
原来如此。
So that's the case.
If there is no temptation,
没有试,
I have no opportunity to show that I can victory over all the temptation.
没有试探的话， 你就没有机会显示你可以得胜。
如果你打篮球， 每天自己打。
If you play basketball all by yourself,
你怎么能得到有名呢？
How can you be famous?
如果你打篮球，
If you play basketball,
有另外一群跟你一样强的一同打。
There's another team that's as strong as you are.
比你强的打。
And then you fight with the stronger one.
难道你奋战？
And you fight.
你应战。
and you fight them.
咬紧牙根战到底。
And you play the game to the end.
结果虽然他比你强
，although they are stronger，
胜过他的时候
，but when you win，
他的存在就变成你的脚踏石了。
His existence become your stepping stone.
他的得胜就变成你所寄养的了。
His victory will be something you can.
这种强敌。
So with a strong enemy,
使你有得胜的机会
enable you to have victory.
你要感谢上帝。
You got to give thanks to God.
所以很多人说主啊，我最讨厌魔鬼存在。
So many people say, God, I hate the existence of Satan.
我反过来说
，On the other hand,
我感谢你，你让魔鬼存在。
I say I thank you because the existence of the devil.
使我可以得胜他。
That I can victory.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you,
试探是必须的。
There is a necessity for temptation.
试炼也是必须的。
And trials.
你说真的吗？
Is that true?
必须到什么地步呢
？To what extent?
我要告诉你
，I tell you，
必须到绝对的地步。
It is absolute necessary.
Absolute necessity to have the trial and to face the temptation.
试探跟试炼是绝对的必须。
The existence of Satan.
所以撒旦的存在。
Is not to destroy us.
不是用来毁坏我们。
The existence of Satan.
撒旦的存在。
Is to use them to make sure we are the conqueror.
是因为他被利用为成为让我们成为一个得胜者。
基督的人认识到这个地步的时候
，And when Christians understand it this way，
我们就所向无敌了。
We will be victorious everywhere。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我这一生呢
，In my life，
太多仇敌了。
I have too many enemies。
但我不会因为有个仇敌我就摔下来。
But I will not fall just because I have enemies。
我总是看得胜一定要来了。
I realize that victory will come soon。
这些仇敌要被打下去了。
The enemies will fall。
神与我同在。
For God is with me.
有这样的信仰
with such a faith,
你不是惧怕磨练
you are not afraid of trials,
你不是惧怕试探
or temptation,
你不是掉在他的下面
and fall into it,
利用试探得胜他超越他继续向前走
but you use the temptation to overcome it, surpass it and move forward.
Amen.
Amen.
所以你对主说
so you say to the Lord,
求你不要让我遇见试探
So you say, lead us not into temptation.
其实真正的意义，主啊，求你引导我，不要让我掉进试探的里面去。
What the true meaning is, let us not fall into temptation.
试探在吗
？Are the temptations there?
在。
They are.
试探有吗
？Do they exist?
有。
They do.
试探应该存在吗
？Should it exist?
应该存在。
They should.
是怎么样应该存在
？How?
是绝对需要存在。
Absolute necessary.
魔鬼的存在是绝对需要的。
The existence of the devil is absolutely necessary.
上帝给我们的试炼的存在是绝对需要的。
The trials absolutely necessary.
Both are necessity.
两个都是需要的。
Both are absolutely necessary.
绝对的需要。
Necessity absolutely the existence of the trial from God and the temptation from Satan.
上帝的试探跟撒旦的试炼都是需要的。
主，我感谢你。
So I give you thanks, O God, that I'm a Christian.
靠着你。
That through you.
试炼我会得胜。
I will have victory over trial.
靠着你
，by you，
试探我会战胜。
I will have victory over temptation.
试炼啊，来吧。
And so trials come.
证明我是考及格的。
To prove that I can graduate.
试探啊，来吧。
Temptations come.
证明我是得胜的。
So that I can victory.
这样做基督徒
，as a Christian，
你就很有意义了。
It will be full of meaning.
你不是在惧怕中间不知道前途如何。
You don't live in the midst of fear.
你是在信仰的中间坚信神与你同在。
But in faith, you affirm that God is with you.
所以你对主祷告说。
So in your Lord's prayer.
不要引导我进入试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
意思是说试探可以避免吗
？Does that mean that you can escape temptation?
不能。
No.
You cannot avoid from the necessity of the existence of the temptation.
这个绝对所需要的试探是不能够被避免的。
But you can pray God will not lead you into the temptation.
但是你可以祷告不叫我们陷入这个试探。
The temptation is there.
试探所存在
I overcome.
但是我能够得胜。
The temptation is there.
这个试探是在的。
I conquer it.
但是我已经占领它。
你想这个世界好不好啊
？So is this then a good world?
不好。
No.
这世界有赌博。
This world is gambling.
这世界有妓女。
There are prostitution.
这世界有酒。
There is a drunkenness.
有淫乱。
There is
lustful living. 有同性
恋。The homosexuals.
有很多可怕的事情。
Many horrifying things in the
world. 主啊，把我带到一个没有同性恋的地方。
Oh Lord, deliver me, bring me to a place.
没有酒吧的地方。
No bars, no
没有淫酷的地方
no decadence
没有犯罪的地方
no sin
没有赌博的地方
no gambling
那就是坟墓
and that will be your grave
你要不要去呢
would you want to go
我感谢上帝
I give thanks to God
淫乱的地方在哪里
where is the place with lust I look at it
这么漂亮的女人
beautiful girls
我告诉她说
I will tell her
你不过是骷髅铺上一层漂亮的面皮罢了
you are just a skeleton with a beautiful
heart 去吧
get out.
我不跌入你的试探。
I will not fall into your temptation.
酒吧在哪里的时候
？Where's the pubs?
你的浓酒美酒可以使人醉。
You can make people drunk with all your liquor. But I tell you,
不过是害人的酒精罢了。
You are alcohol.
去吧。
Get out.
我不进入你的试探。
I will not fall into your temptation.
看见赌博馆在哪里
？When you look at the casino.
很多人被吸引。
Many people are
attracted. 很多人被麻痹。一个一个冲到里面去死。
One by one, they give their life in there.
赌博馆啊
！So you say to the casino.
你是骗人的坟墓。
This is a grave.
你是
fool others.
造型美丽的一个吸引人进到灭亡中间去的路。
You may look very beautiful, but you bring people to destruction.
我不会进到你那里。
I won't fall into you.
所以真正的基督徒。
So a true Christian,
真正的信仰
a true faith,
不是逃避现实
is not to escape the facts,
不是逃避困难
escape the difficulties,
不是逃避试探
escape the temptation,
不是逃避试炼
escape the trial,
胜过试探
but you
胜过试炼
over temptation,
在神面前
before God,
看到未来的荣耀
to see the future,
轻看今天的痛苦
and despise the suffering,
看到得胜的喜乐
to see the joy of
victory, 轻看今天的征战
and look down on the struggle
today.
Because God will
与我永远同在
to be with me,
我轻看世间世界给我的诱惑
and、so、I look down on
这样的基督徒
a Christian like that
才是个真正的基督徒
is a true Christian.
这是这句话最重要的意义
This is the most important meaning of this phrase
Amen,
Amen.
我们感谢主
We give thanks to God
我们思想圣经主导文的时候
The more we think about the Lord's Prayer
我们的心越战兢越充满喜乐
Our heart is then filled with fear and love
我们知道这句话背后真正的意义是什么
Because now we understand the true meaning behind
上帝赐福
May God bless us all.
Lead me not into the temptation.
不叫我们陷入试探。
你要陷到试探里面。
Do you want to fall into temptation?
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
有个男孩子。
There is a man.
情窦初开。
Who just fell in love.
很想知道性生活是多么享受。
Wanted to know what sex life is all about.
跑到一个很漂亮的基尼的地方去跟他行淫。
So went to a beauty visit a very beautiful prostitute.
跟他行淫的时候
and have sex with her.
他享受得不得了
and he was enjoying it
原来男女生活这么舒服、啊、
that it is such an enjoyable act
整个晚上跟他翻来翻去
and whole evening he was enjoying himself
早上八点
at 8 in the morning
还在享受
he was still enjoying himself
后来就睡觉了
and fell asleep
睡觉完了以后
after he fell asleep
他感到一生最快乐就是这一天
he thought that this is the most beautiful day of his life
等到十一二点太阳光照射到他侧身露体热得不得了，他醒过来。
But he awakened because the sun hit him at noon.
他还记得几个钟头以前。
And he still remembered a few hours ago.
还在跟这个漂亮的女子犯罪、享受性生活的喜乐的时候。
He was still enjoying his sinful life with this beautiful prostitute.
这是梦吗
？Was this a dream?
这是真的事情吗
？But was this real?
我竟然做了一个大人。
But now I'm an adult.
我竟然跟女人睡觉了。
I have had sex with a woman.
我竟然这么享受了。
It is so enjoyable.
他把眼睛揉揉。
Many rub his eyes.
他发现那个美女不见了。
The beautiful girl disappeared.
她到哪里去了
？Where did she go?
她为什么不陪着我呢
？Why was she not with us?
为什么太阳上升她不见了
？Why is it that the sun is gone?
她到洗澡房去。
He went to the bathroom. Couldn't find her.
她到厨房去。
To the kitchen.
看不到她。
Couldn't find her.
她回到房间来。
Returned to the room.
也看不到她。
Couldn't find her.
很奇怪，她到哪里去
？So curious where she went.
这个女人已经走了。
The woman has left.
她知道她很漂亮。
She knew she is pretty.
她知道性很甘甜。
That it is beautiful to sex.
她不知道这个女人是把她当作过路客，因为还要去接别人的。
But she didn't realize that the woman treat him as a customer.
所以她在很满足的中间。
So he was
若有所失。
And felt a sense of loss.
所以她要离开的时候。
When he was about to leave.
衣服整齐的穿好。
He wore his clothing.
不然看见桌子上一张。只写着两句话。
And suddenly he saw a piece of paper on the table.
Thank you very much for sex.
谢谢你，我们有性。
And I should tell you the truth.
但是我必须告诉你。
We welcome you into the world of AIDS.
我们欢迎你进入艾滋病的世界里。
谢谢你给我性的快乐。
Thank you for this joy of sex.
我告诉你。
But I tell you.
诚实的告诉你。
I tell you honestly.
你已经进入我的世界了。
You have entered into my world.
我已经把艾滋病传给你了。
I have given you.
当他看见这张纸的时候。
When he saw the paper.
他一面发抖。
His hand was shaking.
一面不知道怎么样。
And didn't know what to do.
难道这是我的命运吗
？Is this my destiny?
一天的喜乐。
Just a joy for one day.
后来我必定要死的疾病吗
？I now have an incurable disease.
他很懊悔。
So he was regretful.
他很烦闷。
And very depressed.
他很痛苦。
And in great pain.
他很失望。
and disappointed.
把这个纸放在口袋里。
And so he folded the paper, put it in the pocket.
离开那个地方。
And left the place.
你知道他到哪里吗
？You know where he went?
他就一步一步走到坟墓里面去。
And step by step, he went to the cemetery.
这是真实的事情。
This is a fact.
这是今天的世界。
This is the world today.
这是不要上帝的人的生活。
This is the life of those who abandon God.
亲爱的基督徒
，Dear brothers and sisters.
但是我们照主所教导我们的话语。
Let us return to the word that our Lord has given to us.
诚心设意对主说。
Sincerely we say to the Lord.
主啊
，O Lord，
使我不遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
救我脱离凶恶。
Deliver us from evil.
让神听你的祷告。
And God will listen to your prayers.
好好在地上做人。
And live a good life on earth.
痛苦孤单的中间。
Although you may be lonely, may be suffering.
试炼跟试探的中间。
Between trials and temptation.
靠着主考试及格。
By the strength of the Lord, you will graduate.
靠着主得胜试探。
And a victory over temptation.
蒙上帝所悦纳。
And be pleasing to God.